Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Madness Vase is Andrea Gibson's second full-length poetry collection and an important example of contemporary spoken word and socially engaged poetry. First published in 2011, the book extends the intimate, urgent voice Gibson established in earlier work, while moving more deeply into themes of war, family, gender, grief, spirituality, hate crimes, love, loneliness, and resilience. Rather than presenting poetry as detached ornament, the collection treats it as a force for witness, challenge, and care. Gibson blends personal experience with political awareness, creating poems that are emotionally direct and morally alert without becoming simplified slogans. The book has been especially significant for readers in queer communities, activist circles, and classrooms, because it addresses vulnerability and injustice with equal seriousness. Its purpose is not only to describe pain, but to show how language can hold trauma, invite reflection, and imagine forms of redemption without denying suffering. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, poetry as witness to war, violence, and civilian trauma. One of the strongest through lines in The Madness Vase is its confrontation with war and the human damage left behind by violence. Gibson does not treat conflict as an abstract political issue. Instead, the poems insist on the bodily and emotional reality of war for civilians, especially children and families who live with fear long after headlines move on. This approach gives the collection ethical force. It asks readers to feel the weight of violence, rather than observe it at a distance. The poems often use stark, unsettling imagery to show how war invades memory, sleep, and ordinary life, making trauma feel ongoing rather than contained. By doing so, the book challenges a comfortable idea that war can be neatly ended by declarations or public narratives. The effect is not merely protest but witness, because the poems preserve what official language tends to erase. This makes the collection more than anti-war commentary. It becomes a record of moral attention, where language is used to hold suffering in view and to resist numbness in the face of repeated violence. Secondly, queer identity, gender, and the search for belonging. The collection is deeply shaped by queer perspective and by questions of gendered selfhood. Gibson writes from within lived experience rather than from the outside, which gives the poems a rare combination of specificity and openness. Gender in the book is not presented as a theoretical topic alone. It appears through embodiment, vulnerability, social pressure, and the daily work of surviving in a culture that often misreads or punishes difference. The poems create space for identities that do not fit easy categories and show how belonging can be both urgently desired and difficult to secure. This is one reason the book resonates strongly in LGBTQ and queer communities. It does not reduce identity to celebration or conflict, but instead examines the emotional cost of being visible, misunderstood, or unsafe. At the same time, the poems affirm the possibility of connection and self-recognition. Gibson's treatment of gender and queer life is important because it links personal truth to cultural critique, showing that identity is never only private. It is also shaped by institutions, language, and the willingness of others to see clearly. Thirdly, family grief and the emotional architecture of survival. Family and grief are central to the emotional structure of The Madness Vase. Gibson repeatedly turns toward intimate relationships not as relief from public concerns, but as one of the main places where harm, tenderness, and endurance are felt most sharply. The poem suggests that family can be a source of love, injury, memory, and inheritance all at once. Grief in this context is not isolated mourning. It is part of a larger emotional landscape in which people carry loss while still trying to remain open to affection and responsibility. Gibson's strength lies in refusing to sentimentalize these experiences. The poems acknowledge that survival often depends on living with contradiction, wanting comfort while facing pain, needing others while fearing abandonment, and trying to keep hope intact without denying what has been broken. This gives the collection an unusually honest emotional texture. Rather than offering closure too quickly, it allows grief to remain active and meaningful. Readers who respond to the book often do so because it recognizes that healing is rarely clean. It emerges through repeated acts of attention, memory, and care rather than through simple resolution. Fourthly, spiritual longing and redemption without easy certainty. Another major dimension of the book is its spiritual vocabulary. Gibson frequently reaches toward redemption, grace, and the possibility of renewal, but the poems avoid presenting faith as an uncomplicated answer. Instead, spirituality appears as a form of searching that exists alongside doubt, anger, and loss. This makes the collection distinctive in contemporary poetry, where spiritual language can sometimes feel either doctrinal or vague. In The Madness Vase, spiritual longing is grounded in the body and in daily experience, so it becomes a practical question about how people endure pain and remain human. The poem suggests that redemption is not escape from reality, but a way of continuing within it. That tension matters, because the book does not pretend that suffering disappears when one adopts a hopeful outlook. Hope is earned, often imperfectly, through contact with despair rather than denial of it. Gibson's spiritual imagery also strengthens the book's ethical dimension by connecting personal healing to collective responsibility. Redemption is imagined not as private salvation alone, but as a relational act, tied to compassion, accountability, and the decision to keep making meaning in damaged circumstances. Lastly, language as activism, direct address, performance energy, and moral urgency. The Madness Vase is notable for the way it uses poetic language as a form of activism. Gibson's writing is direct, performative, and highly accessible, but that accessibility does not weaken the work. Instead, it makes the poems more forceful because they speak with urgency and clarity, rather than with academic distance. The collection often sounds as though it is speaking to an audience in real time, which reflects Gibson's background in spoken word performance. This performance energy gives the poems momentum and helps them function as public interventions, not just private reflections. At the same time, the book avoids collapsing into simple persuasion. Its moral pressure comes from imagery, emotional precision, and the willingness to confront hard realities without softening them. The result is poetry that asks readers to move from awareness to responsibility. That distinction is important. The book does not merely want readers to understand injustice, but to feel implicated by it and changed by that feeling. In this way, The Madness Vise stands out as poetry that is both aesthetically vivid and politically committed, using language to unsettle complacency and expand ethical imagination. In conclusion, The Madness Vase should be read by readers interested in contemporary poetry, spoken word literature, queer writing, anti-war texts, and socially conscious art. It will also appeal to students and general readers who want poetry that is emotionally direct without being simplistic, and that connects private feeling to public responsibility. The book offers practical value through empathy because it trains readers to notice suffering, identity, and resilience with greater precision. It also offers intellectual value by showing how poetry can carry political critique, spiritual questioning, and intimate confession at the same time. What makes the collection stand out among similar poetry books is its combination of tenderness and force. Gibson writes with a voice that is accessible enough for broad audiences, yet layered enough to sustain serious literary and cultural analysis. The poems do not separate healing from justice or personal pain from social context. That integrated vision is a major reason the book remains influential. For readers seeking poetry that is honest, urgent, and ethically alert, The Madness Vase is a compelling and distinctive collection. If you would like to support Andrea Gibson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.